I am officially here, firing on all cylinders. It is me, Dr. Letitia Webb, and I am the woman who prayed and painted to heal my emotional pain and clear the muddied waters in my marriage. And then I took that artwork and I used it as inspiration to create products. And like I've been sharing with you, I have books and journals on Amazon, and my Etsy store is officially open, where you can get the check-in series cards, bomber jackets, and canvas sneakers. God bless you. It is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in this day. My God, my God, my God. I am here. And let me just share a secret with you guys. I do not have to be anywhere today by a certain time, but I'm like, I gotta get started. I have to do this. I gotta see what this realistically is gonna look like. And I was, 7 minutes late. Well, let's just pray that it will get better, it will get better, it will get better. And the other interesting thing about it is that I am not officially done getting ready. So if I had to leave out of the house today at 6:30, I wouldn't make it out at 6:30. But I am here. I am awake. You know, I'm up. You know, but all the things that you have to do to get ready for your day, you know what I mean? I have not done that. So I got to be faithful and committed to the Lord thy God. Amen. Whew. All right. Let's get started. I'm going to go ahead and pray. I'm going to process today's devotional, and I'm going to pursue God's word. No, and I'm not going to cry. It's like, there's no need to cry. It's going to work out. I'm going to figure this out. All right, it's going to work out. I'm going to figure this out. I don't know how, but I am. Good morning, Gail. God bless you. It's wonderful to see you this morning. Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you, we praise you, we worship you, and we honor you. Have your way. Move by your power. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you. Technically, if I had to leave out the house today, I could only be on for like 5 minutes so I can finish getting ready. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you. Oh, boy. I'm sorry. Something, because it be so early in the morning, I don't have a lot of time to pull myself together before I get on, so you catch me in the rawness. All right, so thank you, God. Whew, all right. Amen. Thank you so much, Terry. Easy does it. Thank you. Gil says, let his spirit flow through you. Amen. We are family. I love you too, guys. Thank you so much. Whew, okay. Thus save the Lord. Let's see. We are in God, resilient. We come as we are. Amen. Live and in living color. Amen. This is what it is. Oh. Ooh, obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. Whew. Obedience. Oh, I'm so focused on the time. Oh. Okay. So we are, God bless you. Amen. 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 God bless you. I love you too, sweetheart. Thank you for being on this morning. All right. So we are in Judges chapter 16. Amen. And we are continuing to read about Samson's life. Amen. Amen. Gil says, this is how it is to be awesome. Our time to love on you. Thank you. It's God's time. Let it go. He got you covered. Thank you. I'm just grateful, you know, that I got up. I've been, I slept with my eye mask on last night. You know, did all the things that I know to do. Whew. It's like an hour makes a huge difference. when you're in a time crunch. Oh boy. Whew. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Whew. He is worthy of our praise. Amen. I thank you for receiving the message. Amen. For your adjustment of time. Amen. Hallelujah. Look, we all said the same message. Love. Oh, thank you. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. You're right, because God is love. Hallelujah. And we have kingdom value. It's a process. We're at the transformation station. Amen. I am going through a transformation. You know what I mean? Like, in more ways than one. It's like my entire life has shifted and changed in more ways than one, especially after the surgery. And I told you guys that what I, you know, did to prepare for the surgery, naturally and physically, spiritually, every part of my life, I shut down. And it's been one transformation after the other. And I love that transformation station. And you guys are transforming too, you know. I'm not the only one who made the adjustments. So may God bless you. And may God honor you. And may God increase your kingdom value. And may God increase your spiritual capital. Amen. Because you heard the clarion call, and him that has an ear, let him hear what thus saith the Lord. And you heard the call. Amen. And you got on. And you are committed unto the Lord thy God. And may you eat the good of the land, because you are willing and you are obedient. So may you eat the good of the land. Amen. For seeking ye first thy kingdom and thy righteousness and his righteousness. Amen. His kingdom and his righteousness. Hallelujah. And may everything be added unto you, because you are faithful and committed to hearing God's word, to coming together with a community of God's people. Amen. We are all in this together. We are never alone. Amen. God bless you. Whew. God bless you. Thank y'all. Thank y'all so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you. And I ministered all last night to myself while I was sleeping. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can get up in the morning through Christ who strengthens me. I can sleep all night. I just kept all night. I just was ministering that to me and to my spirit while I was sleeping. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. You can do all things through Christ. If it is God's will and you are obedient to his will and you said yes, he will give you what you need. Amen. Whew. Thank you. Gil says, your resilience in knowing your value inspired and bless me this morning. Amen. God bless you. Rhonda says, we support you and the work God is doing through you. Amen. 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 Whew. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Day one, y'all. Whew. Day one. Day one, we did it. I didn't just do it, but you did it with me. You did it with me. YouTube Live, Facebook Live, you did it with me. You got up. We got up. We are God resilient. Because let me tell you, I had no power of my own to get up. But with God, all things are possible for those who believe. Amen. And I believe that this is what I am called to do. And when you are called to something and you say yes, amen, God will anoint you and he will bless you. Amen. And I believe this is what I'm supposed to do. I believe I am called to it. I am obedient and willing to do what the Lord has told me to do. Amen. We made it. Yes. Because we believe, yes, the victory is won. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Whew, hallelujah. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. I just could not see any other time, y'all. It's like, it's an hour difference. It's an hour difference. Whoa, Terry says, we made it. We believe. Amen, amen, amen. Gil says, this morning is confirmation for you and us. Your calling is being a blessing to all of us. Amen, amen. Thank you. I heard from the Lord. Amen. You guys were right there with me when I heard from the Lord. You are my witnesses. You need two or three witnesses. You are my two to three witnesses. When God called me to do God resilient, when he shifted us from Jesus calling through legalities, amen, that he led me to hear, so I would not get a cease and desist order, amen, from Sarah Young's estate, the late Sarah Young's estate, amen. So we are just, whoo, hallelujah, we are in this, God. This is confirmation. Amen, 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 amen. So I thank you guys so very much. Now, I do want to be as true to this as possible. Amen, because I have to be realistic. So I am going to wrap up for today. I know it may sound weird, but technically, amen, if I am going to be true, even though I don't have to physically leave the house today, if I'm going to be true, I would have to wrap up right now so I could finish getting ready, so I can be out the door, amen, and be on time, amen, because that is out of order. You know what I mean? That is so out of order to say you're doing God's work and then show up late when you know you have to be there at a certain time. That doesn't represent God whatsoever. And we think that we can do this over here and give God glory and be a mess in other areas of our lives. No, how you do one thing is how you do everything. Amen. And we are living epistles read unto all men. We cannot be a mess in other areas of our lives and then want to talk about Jesus, 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 give me favor. Jesus, go before me. No, what I need you to do is be on time. And when you are on time, I will bless you, you know, in your timeliness. I will bless you in your punctuality. Amen. But you ain't going to use me as an excuse because you ministering over here and then you can be late over there. That is not God. Okay? Hallelujah. So, I pray that something about today, amen, was a blessing unto you, even though we did not get into Judges. I just pray that it was a blessing and that it was ministering and you got something out of us gaining the victory today, showing up today, the first day. We are at Transformation Station. Hallelujah. Transformation Station. Thank you so much, Terry. Rhonda says, it's just a transition. It's all good. Thank you. My husband, Dr. William Wilberforce, says, we appreciate this time of praise and exhortation, forsaking not the assembly of one another. May God bless you all. Amen. Gil prays and says, Father, continue to have your way through our sister. Bless her. Continue to guide her. In the name of Jesus, we pray. On that note, we're going to wrap up. Because I got to finish getting ready. Amen. Mwah. God bless you. I love you guys. We'll be right back.